Today I'm going to tell you a story, a true story, about a bird that came to my house and lived at my house for a little while. And first I'll tell you that in my living room I have a big glass window, and I look out the window. I'll sit on a chair there, and I'll sit real still, real quiet on the chair, and watch out the window because I have bird feeders out there. And the birds just sit right there and eat, and they don't even know I'm real. Anyway, one day my boy came to the front window. He was about a third grader at that time, and he pulled the curtains apart like this, and he was looking out there. Mom, come here. But first, before I tell that, I want to tell you that God made all those birds. He could have made them all black, but he didn't. He made them beautiful colors. And also, God put the song in the bird, and he could have given them all one song, but he didn't. He made all the songs different, and I'm so glad about that. So anyway, this day, Scott, my boy's name is Scott, and he came to the window and he pulled open the drapes. I had drapes there at that time, and he peeked out. Mom, come quick, come and look. Look up on the power pole, halfway down the driveway. So I went over to the power pole. No, I didn't. I looked there at the power pole, and I said, well, I wonder what kind that is. He says, I don't know. Let's go. So we both ran over to the bookshelves, and we got the book, and we looked in the book, and it was an American kestrel. Can you see the picture of this bird? The one at the top, and the middle one is the girl, but the boy was the one that was at my house, the one at the top. Isn't he pretty? God makes birds so beautiful, and I enjoy them all. Isn't that pretty? The one at the top is the one that was at our house, and that's the boy. Can you see it? Pretty, huh? Doesn't God make beautiful birds? Pass this to Shirley. Well, from that time on, Scott, my boy, was about a third grader at that time. He would run to the window in the morning. In fact, we'd race to the window every morning to see who could see first. Because guess what? The bird kept staying there. Every day he was up there on that power pole, and that was so exciting. And we'd pull the curtain open, whoever got there first, and then the next one would look too. And it was so fun to see that bird. Well, we noticed something about that bird. He would fly down, and he would get something to eat, and then he'd go back up on the power pole. And we said, we need to give him a name. Let's call him Scout, because he's always scouting for some food. And so we did. We called him Scout. And that happened every day for a long time. And then one day, guess what? I looked out the window, and what did we see? But three more American kestrels. And they were there all day long around on our yard that day. And the next day when we peeked out the window, guess what we saw? We saw nothing. They were all gone, even Scout. Scout was gone. Oh, no, I wanted to say goodbye to Scout. And I turned around, and I looked out the back window. And when I looked out the window, guess what I saw? I have glass doors with glass windows in them. And patio there, and right next to the door, there was Scout. You're right. It was Scout. He was just sitting there, and I thought, what did he eat? Did he eat something that made him sick? I wonder. And so I thought, oh, I think I'll go out there since he's just standing there. Maybe I can pick him up. So I opened up the door, and I went out and tried to pick him up. Oh, no, he wasn't going to allow that. He might be sick, but he can still fly a little bit. So he flew, and he flew about this high off the ground. Didn't fly very high. Flew across the backyard to the far side, and he landed in a little tree that looked about the same size as I am. It was a fir tree, a baby fir tree. And he landed in there, and guess what? I went over there, and he stayed in the tree and let me look at him. I looked at him, and he looked at me. It was really fun to be so close to a birdie. And then I thought, I better back up a little bit. So I backed up a little bit more, and that just gave the bird that was sitting in the tree next to that tree, which was about, 12 to 15 feet away, came flying out there. It was a robin. And she said, "This is my territory." And she scared him away. And he flew out to the back where we have a creek that goes along and with trees. And he landed in one of those trees. And guess what happened? All of a sudden, I heard, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. You know what that was? A blue jay. Yeah. And he said, "This is my territory." And so he flew over to the next tree. When he went over to the next tree, he hunkered down, and he stayed there all day long. And the next morning, I could hardly wait to go out and see him. And he wasn't there. Oh, I was sad. He's not there. I wanted to say goodbye to him. Well, all of a sudden I heard something over my head, and you know what it was? I looked up, and it was saying, "Killy, killy, 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 killy." And that's what the kestrels say. And there were those three kestrels that came to visit him that one day. There they were, flying south for the winter. And I was sad because, you know, I wanted him to go with them. That would be nice for him to go with them, wouldn't it? And so, anyway, all of a sudden I heard something coming from over there. And it was saying, "Killy, killy, 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 wait for me. Wait for me. Wait for me." And I said, "Bye, Scout." And I did get to say goodbye to him. God has beautiful birds, doesn't he? And let's thank him for the birds that he's given us. Dear God, we love you so much. We love your birds, and they are so beautiful. And thanks for making them so pretty, not just one color. We love you, Jesus. Amen.